Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you probably know, our native bee population, while vital to our ecology, is under threat. And one species can now only be found in parts of County Mayo. Karina Dingercus is an ecologist who studies the great yellow bumblebee. Karina, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
I assume the great yellow bumblebee was more widespread at one time.
You're absolutely right. The great yellow used to be found throughout the whole of Ireland. If we look back at the National Biodiversity Data Centre records, we can see a map with dots throughout the whole of the country. It was never a common species, but it was widespread. And it was a species that we would have found in species-rich hay meadows, so those old-fashioned hay meadows of, you know, the 40s to 60s.
And is it the reduction in the numbers of those hay meadows that's causing some of this?
Well, to be honest, we don't really know. But we suspect that, yes, the reduction of wildflowers in our wider environment has led to a reduction of the great yellow bumblebee. So on the Mullet Peninsula, where we still have a reasonably good population, there's a very special habitat called Macca. And that is very rich in wildflowers. And it's managed, or traditionally was managed, as winter grazing for the livestock. And because it was grazed in the winter and left all summer, the flowers were allowed to bloom. And if you go to the Mullet today in the middle of the summer, you'll find some amazing flower-rich habitats. And that's where the great yellow has managed to hold on in these locations.
Is that the only place?
As far as we know there are records from Donegal from about 2014. There are records from Clare from roughly around the same time. But since that time, since about 2015, the only records where you have more than one individual are from the Mullet and the Erris mainland, so the coastal mainland of sort of West Mayo. There are occasional records from the islands, and I think there was one from County Galway, but that's maybe just one individual. We do know that they occurred 2 years ago on Achill, but they hadn't been seen on Achill since 2014. So we think what happened is that the bees just crossed over. If you can think of your geography of Ireland, Achill literally is just south of the Mullet Peninsula. So the bees probably just flew over and recolonised Achill. So if we could stabilise the population on the Mullet Peninsula, the hope is that the bees would be able to spread back to some of those other places along the west coast. So Galway, Clare and Donegal, where they used to be. But we need that species-rich grassland to support them.
Yeah, and would they be able to do this of their own accord, if you know what I mean, or might they need a bit of human help to spread?
No, they should be able to do it on their own accord, because that's what we think happened on Achill, where they literally just flew across the sea. So the males in particular of all bumblebee species can fly further than the females. So they can fly a couple of kilometres, and it may not sound a lot, but there are new bumblebee species that have flown from Wales to Ireland, so species like the tree bumblebee, which we didn't have in Ireland 10 years ago, but now you find it. And it appears to be that climate change, to some extent, is helping some bumblebees positively, though in that they're able to, so our temperatures now are perhaps that 1 or 2 degrees warmer than they used to be. So bumblebee species that before were only found in southern Europe are moving across to southern Britain and then from southern Britain to south and the southeast coast of Ireland. But on the reverse, a rare bumblebee species like the great yellow bumblebee, we know or we think has been impacted by poor summer weather conditions in the last 2 years. So we've been studying the great yellow on the Mullet first through a European Innovation Programme project in 2022, when we recorded 78 great yellows on the Mullet Peninsula. Then we're working with Life on Macca, which is a European life-funded project they're looking at the macro habitat, but as part of that, they're monitoring bumblebee populations. And our numbers have declined to 34 in 2023 to 17 last year.
Oh, my word.
And you may remember that the last two summers we've had have not been good summers. They've been exceptionally wet, and then those conditions just aren't suiting the great yellow bumblebee because it's what we call a late emerging species. So unlike a lot of the bumblebees that you see flying around today, the great yellow tends to only come out around April, May time. So it's reliant on flowers being present for it to feed on.
Yeah.
But it also needs a bit of dry weather to get out and about so it's able to feed.
Well, let's hope, Karina, that the weather stays dry for the great yellow bumblebee. Thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Karina Dingerkus there, an ecologist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.